Jimmy Green is the CEO and president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan on our AT&T line right this very moment. Thank you for being here, sir.
Good morning, my good friend. How are you?
Well, I am overwhelmed, and I'm sure you, with the expertise and knowledge that you have about the construction industry, cannot begin to imagine the kind of work that it's going to take in Florida, where it's going to be months before some people even get to see what their home looks like in places like Fort Myers.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, and not funny, but it's interesting because here recently, you know, we had an episode here in Michigan with the tornado that blew through Gaylord. Now, needless to say, not even being remotely close to the hurricane, but devastation is devastation, no matter how small or large it is. And the folks up in Gaylord, many of the folks in Gaylord are still waiting to rebuild houses or some of the mobile parks, some of their small businesses. So you can imagine the magnitude down in the in the state of Florida in comparison to that. And you know, I was, and you brought it up, so I didn't, but the idea that there would be some means testing on who gets their homes or businesses built first, my God, at first when I read it, I thought it was like from The Onion or some sort of joke. But when I read it and I said, oh my God, I actually watched the video and thought, that's that. I just couldn't believe that. It's incredible.
I guess you have to consider the group that the vice president was speaking to, and it's not unusual for politicians when they're speaking to this sort of group or that sort of group to pander to the group that they're speaking to. But in this case, it was very sensitive.
Well, you know, that's interesting you bring that up, because the group that they were speaking to has been a group that's been a victim of that kind of mentality for years. So, you know, that came across to me as sort of get-back politics. There was no equity in that. That was more, revenge politics. So I think I'm more sensitive to the idea that I don't want means testing, because for centuries, you know, black folks here in this country have had means testings applied to them. And the idea that you get power and now you use it to diminish other people, man, that, talk about a lack of sensitivity.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you raise, and we're going to be hearing more about this from the new Supreme Court, as I understand, too, with Ketanji Brown Jackson starting her first term. They're going to be talking about affirmative action at college and placement and all that sort of thing. We're going to be revisiting some of these things that I guess I thought were sort of put to bed.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if anything's put to bed nowadays. You know, it seems like we got Dracula and nobody's got a stake. You know,
is Donald Trump that Dracula? He's a big part of it, isn't he?
Well, he certainly sucked the blood out of the party in many ways, that's for sure. But that's a whole nother matter right there, Michael.
It is, and it's too easy to talk about. It's like talking about the weather, you know, for a while there it was the pandemic. It's the default conversation. But Donald Trump remains the default conversation, it seems. He came in here and hinted that he's going to run again. And Joe Biden apparently told Al Sharpton he is going to run again. And it is deflating, isn't it, to think that these two might have a rematch?
I think it's kind of revealing, and I think on both sides of the aisle. I mean, I think from a Democratic or Republican standpoint, you've got to ask yourself, as a vested voter in this country, that's the best we can do. I hope somebody like a Ron DeSantis, who certainly, you know, would curry my favor, would take the courage and say, you know, Mr. President, look, thanks for what you did. It's my time. And step up. And I think the reason Trump steals all the oxygen is because people keep giving him the tank.
Do you think that if Gretchen Whitmer wins re-election, that she has her eyes on the presidency, whether Biden decides to run or not?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, look, we've seen this before, you know, whether it was Obama or any other president or any other pretender or contender to the presidency. Once they get that PR and they get pushed out there to the rest of the world, man, that's a heady trip. And many seize the opportunity to advance their political careers. Gretchen, over her political career, has done exactly that. She's look for opportunities. And, you know, here she is as governor of Michigan. That, the idea that it stops here, I don't see that. I mean, Jennifer Granholm certainly capitalized on her governorship here, and now she's the secretary and, you know, in the Biden administration. So the idea that Gretchen stops here, I think that would be pretty naive.
President Biden called Governor Secretary Granholm a first-rate person yesterday when he was in Puerto Rico talking about rebuilding there as well. But somehow, I don't know, can you picture Gretchen Whitmer dealing with Vladimir Putin and North Korea shooting missiles over Japan last night and all the rest of it?
No. I love when you ask me those questions that I can give just a direct answer to. No,
yeah.
I can't. I really can't. You know,
which poll?
Yeah. Away from her.
Which poll should we believe? The Trafalgar poll that puts Tudor Dixon 6 behind, or the WDIV poll that puts the governor 16 up?
Well, that's probably an unfair question for me because the poll I read is the one that comes out on November 9th.
Yeah.
You run your race. You run your race. That's what I told Tudor. You just run your race. Polls be damned. Run your race.
Do you know anything about the debate prep that Tudor Dixon's doing?
I do not. I hope at some point, you know, I'm brought into that because there's some things in our industry in particular I'd certainly like for her to seize upon and hold the governor responsible for, especially taking money and food out of the mouths of builders and contractors here in Michigan. So I hope I get brought into that conversation. I got a few points I'd like for her to score on that debate stage for us.
Yeah, well, if she's got the steel coming out of the steel industry to do it, I think she listens to Jimmy Green, Tudor Dixon. It's MPS.